We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome back, everyone. West Virginia, a winner in dramatic fashion this evening in Gallagher-Iba Arena. 87-84 is the final score. WVU comes back from 19 down with 11 minutes and 15 seconds to play, and we are joined by head coach Bob Huggins. Huggs, congratulations. Your 300th win tonight at WV, your 890th overall victory. You've had a lot of them, obviously, but this one I would think is extremely memorable. What a great, great effort not to quit in this game.
I thought that Kedrian Johnson just was phenomenal. We got him in, and he really... He picked up the tempo. His ball pressure was really good. I think he got our other guys playing a little harder.
No question about that. Huggs, what can you say here about Derek Culver on a night in which you struggled mightily in the first half? He played two halves with 22 points and 19 rebounds, and if you want to talk a little defense as well, he was massive late in the game there against Cunningham on several possessions.
Well, I mean, we've said for a long time he's an extremely talented guy. We got to get him to play all the time, and I had a little heart to heart yesterday about, you know, how much we need him on the floor and competing, and he's got to. You know, he's got to tell me when he's tired. We could get him out and get him back in. But we got to get Gabe to stop fouling a little bit, you know, because he's too valuable in there for us. He made a huge steal for us down the stretch. And, you know, it was a great team win. It was a great team win. We got contributions from a lot of different people. And Deuce made big shots at the end like he normally does.
No question about that. Huggs, walk us through the beginning of the game. This is two games in a row. First half, you build these big deficits. What's going on in the opening half from your view?
Can you ask me that again?
Sure thing. First half again, Huggs, was a struggle. You were down 10 at halftime, similar to Saturday against Oklahoma. What's going on there in the first half that you're getting off to slow starts?
Tony, we didn't make shots. I mean, we had a multitude of shots around the rim that I don't know how we missed, but we did. And we kind of did that against
Oklahoma, and it kills us. It gets us behind, and then you kind of start to drop your head a little bit. We got to start finishing so much better around the rim.
Hugs, what changed in the second half to allow you to hold them? They score 45 in the opening half. Isaac likely goes off. Big-time numbers. What changed?
Basically, the ball pressure that Kedrian Johnson put on their guards. In fairness, we didn't play Deuce a whole lot in the first half because he was in foul trouble.
Right.
And we didn't play Gabe hardly at all in the first half because he was in foul trouble. So, you know, you put those three guys on the floor, that really turns up what you can do pressure-wise defensively.
I'll ask, is this
Hugs, what do you think this does to a team that's kind of searching a little bit for an identity? What's a rally and a comeback like this do to a team?
Well, Tony, you know, what we better do is come in and know that we need to get a whole lot better because we got Texas and Baylor coming up. They told me today, so I haven't really paid attention. But they told me our next one is Texas, and man, were they good against Kansas and then Baylor. So we're gonna have to play a whole lot better. We're gonna have to play two halves rather than one half, certainly in the next couple. Well, really for the rest of the year.
Yeah, there's no easy outs in this league. Hugs, what does Kedrian Johnson's play tonight do to you as far as what you think about his future role on this team? Now what?
We got to get him in a game a little more. I think what it does is enables us to take Deuce off the ball where he can score it a little bit for us. Taz is really starting to come into his own and score the ball for us. Sean's got a toe problem, and I think it's affecting his jump shot. So he hasn't made shots the way certainly he's capable of doing. It just gives us another guy who can. And Kedrian made a huge three for us too. But the ball pressure is the most important thing, Tony. I mean, you know, we just didn't, and we couldn't, you know, expect Deuce to go out there and pressure the ball and really wear himself out and get in foul trouble and everything else. But I thought Kedrian was on the ball. He's so fast. He gets the ball down the floor for us and gets us into offense where you don't have to walk it down the floor and skip down the floor. It seems like we do sometimes.
Hugs, Jay here. 13 turnovers.
Who is it?
13 turnovers the whole game against this type of pressure. Is that pretty good in your eyes that they handled the pressure of that defense is pretty good?
Well, I mean, ideally, you'd like to keep it 10 or less. But the way we threw it around in the first half, 13 is really good.
Let me ask you this. You were talking, you and Tony, about Kedrian Johnson, what a big thing, what he played for you tonight. But he was the guy that took the charge on Cunningham that gave him his fifth tonight. That was the biggest play of any.
That was huge. That was huge. I mean, and he took a couple of other ones that they called blocks that I thought were charges anyway. But he's fearless. He doesn't. He made two or three plays diving on the floor that were. I haven't seen guys playing that hard in quite a while.
You know, Isaac Likely is a very good player. He had 16 points in the first half. He had 6 in the second half. Why was that?
Well, we stopped letting him shoot layups. He's great with the ball. I'm sure you probably remember a few years ago when he was a freshman and came into Morgantown, and I mean just absolutely kicked our butt. We had no answer for him. And he was kind of that way in the first half, and then second half I thought our guys did a much, much better job. But again, we had Keaty in the game. We had Deuce in the game. We had guys in the game that we hadn't had in the game in the first half because of the foul trouble.
You know, West, you got as many points off your bench tonight as you have maybe all season. You had 29 points from your bench. And I know that's Sherman and that's Johnson, but you're going to need that through the rest of the season.
Well, I said foul trouble in the first half, and JB just walked out the door. So yeah. It was perfect timing. I mean, he's a very accomplished fouler.
Oh my God!
He said he was getting picked on, Jay.
Yeah.
As you know, you live and learn as you go on there. Well, Hugs, listen, we know you got the trip back home. We congratulate you. That's a fantastic win.
Great win.
As you said, things get real challenging now. Number 4 Texas Saturday in Morgantown. Number 2 Baylor next Tuesday in Waco. And it's great to be coming off of a win as you go into that. So we congratulate you on win 300
yes,
here
sir.
At WVU and 890 overall. Have a fun trip back.
Yep.
That's great to be in there, Tony, wherever you are.
Yeah.
Thanks, Hugs. Appreciate
it. See you, Hugs.
Let's jump into Pepper's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Pepper play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.